podcast preview time. Good to be back doing these every Thursday for you, and we're going to be talking Rose Hill on Saturday with the running of the Winter Challenge, and Paul Joyce, our form analyst every week for our podcast preview, is on the line. Hello to you, Paul.
Yeah, hello, Andrew. Lovely to have you back. We got the quaddie last week. It was a little bit of a decent profit too, but Saturday at Rose Hill, good news is we're going to get a good track and fine weather. The tipping's quite warm weather actually come at the weekend, and at Rose Hill, of course, rail's in the true position, so we should get a fair racing surface. It's a typically tricky quaddy. There's some very open races, but if we can tiptoe our way through it, Andrew, the dividends are pretty good by the time we get to the end.
Righto, well, let's get going with it. The first leg is race six, the Schweppes, here over the 2,000. Beats them number 9 and 11. The Thing have already come out 9 and 11. How does this one set up, Paul?
Yeah, it doesn't set up real easily. There's no real pace in the race. Beatsome was going to lead on its ear, but it's come out. So Zayam now looks the only leader from Life O'Brien. I've got a query on Magical Stance, and Orvray drawn the outside could go forward. But a bit of a muddling run affair. I've got 4 runners in the quaddie, 13, 8, 7 and 6. I've got the 13 on top here of Vaucluse Bay. Now, this horse gunned down Beatsome over the 1,800 here last start in a 3-year-old only race. They're now taking on the older horses, but we've got to take into consideration they're literally 3 days away from turning 4. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. Vaucluse Bay has got the lovely inside gate as he had last start when he got the run of the race. And I basically think he'll sit 5th or 6th defence and have the final shot at them the way he attacked the line over 1,800 last start. I don't think the 2,000 will be an issue for Chris Waller's gelding. Other runners for the quaddie, we've got a number 8, which is Life O'Brien. He maps perfectly, as I said earlier. He's going to be in the first 3. He's been racing consistently, hasn't missed a place in his last 5. So he's an absolute must to go in a last start, close 3rd behind Collateral. The 7 Magical Stance, I think he can improve sharply here. He's copped soft or heavy tracks at all 3 runs this preparation. He has won one of those, but I'm convinced he's better on top of the ground. So getting back on a good track will suit him. And number 6, Zorkan, who comes up from Victoria with Melbourne form. Winner 2 starts ago at Flemington. That was first up off a spell. And then again, lasted over the 1,800. Just missed by a nose after getting held up in the straight. So he's flying this prep. Huey Bowman rides Zorkan. So 13, 8, 7 and 6. Andrew, that's about as confident as I could be with the first leg. I think we'll get through this week.
Yeah, Anthony and Edward Cummings have got some genuine chances there on the weekend, and Edward has told me that they rate Life O'Brien best on form of their runners on Saturday. His last 5 or 6 runs have all been good. You couldn't leave him out on his current form.
No, exactly right. And the way the race profiles, he should get every possible hope.
So 13 on top, 8, 7 and 6, the others for Paul in race 6. Race 7's the feature race of the day, the Winter Challenge over the 1,500, Paul.
Really interesting, Andrew. We don't see this too often. 9 of the 11 runners come through the same form race, which was the Winter Stakes here at Rose Hill 2 weeks ago. So you get a very good line on these, and they basically match up the same at the weight. So I think the only one that goes up very slightly is the winner there, Slightly Sweet. There were a lot of hard luck stories in the Winter Challenge as well. Pace-wise here, Classic Uniform from Barrier 1 should bounce and lead. I can't see too much pressure coming either. Extensible should be handy. El Lou was closed up last start, and Shiraz off a soft draw probably ends up in a forward spot. But Classic Uniform, to me, gets a picnic in front. He did a stack of work in the Winter Stakes off Barrier 13. Couldn't get across. Was posted 3 and 4 wide working the trip. Only beaten 2 lengths, second up off a spell. That was pretty obvious to me. 3rd up with that soft lead. Classic Uniform's the way to go. You can get about $7.50 with tab.com.au. And I've already jumped in and taken a bit of that. So I've only got the 2 runners, Andrew, in the quaddie. Numbers 4 and 1. Classic Uniform on top. And Gold Symphony, the danger. This was the unlucky runner in the Winter Stakes. Badly locked up in the straight, couldn't get out, was climbing all over heels, was only beaten 2 lengths and carries the same weight into this race. And Huey Bowman sticks. So I think if Gold Symphony gets the brakes, he can probably win. but Classic Uniform will be the one out in front, making all his own luck.
Well, Gary Moore spoke to us on air back on Tuesday, and he said this horse will be winning. He's even more now confident with Barrier 1. He's right with you, Gary Moore, the trainer of Classic Uniform. So he's a very confident trainer. His horses are all running well. 4-1 for Paul in the Winter Challenge. Race 8 is the third leg of the quaddie. No scratchings as we record this podcast over the 1350.
Yeah, really tricky race to map. Again, there's no speed at all. There's a couple that could be ridden upside down. Zara Bay, the most likely. I think she could go forward here with no speed. Suspense could press forward off a wide gate. Wild and Famous will be thereabout, although the blinkers are coming off. And that's about it for the speed. The rest of them tend to like to get back. So it's a tricky one to map. It's an open race. So if you've got your pens handy, scribble these numbers down because we've actually got 8 of them. I didn't want to put the field in. It just would have taken our percentage down. So here are the numbers in order. 3, 7, 5, 13, 2, 1, 6, and 9. So we'll whiz through them. Number 3, Emily on top. No luck resuming 1,100. He's the big improver at good odds. 7, Pick Me Up. Great last start win. Tricky gate, but he's a deserved favourite. Number 5, More to Gain. He'll miss the start. He always does, and there's not much speed in the race. But his trial leading into this was outstanding behind Spending to win. If he gets the breaks, he could win. Number 13 next, and that is Zara Bay. As I said, form looks a bit off, but if she goes forward, I think she could take catching with the light weight. Number 2, Mogador. Blinkers go back on since the closing fourth in the Ramorny, but he hasn't won for a long time. Number 1, Wouldn't It Be Nice, better known as a wet tracker, but I think he can fire on a good track here off a soft gate. And if he happened to hit the line, it'd be a massive knockout for the rest of the quaddy players. The 6, Wild and Famous, he'll be well found. He's definite chance up on speed. And the 9, Most Exalted, now with Matt Griffith at Mudgee. Well, he carried the 61 kilos and won easily first up for the new stable. I won't be leaving him out either. So, Andrew, we have 8 of them. 3, 7, 5, 13, 2, 1, 6 and 9. Let's hope we get through that leg if we're still alive.
Yeah, let's hope so. Pretty competitive race, obviously. The last is the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association Trophy over the 1,500. Large lineup at this stage of 16.
Yeah, and good speed in the last. The Girl Sunday likes to lead. So does Long Time Ago. They carve up in front. So Reby Rampart close up. And even number 14, it's so obvious. She'll have to press forward off that wide gate. So good speed if you want to have a bet in the last. I've got 5 runners, 5-8. 14, 12 and 1. 5, Philosophy on top. But if you backed her last start, you'll be wanting to square up. She was totally luckless there. Enjoyed the run of the race, but couldn't get out in the straight. Corey Brown rode, and he sticks again on Saturday. Gets that lovely soft gate, but she's lightly racing 6 starts for 3 wins. I think she's the safe play at the $5 mark. Number 8, Awoke. She's always promised a lot. She might be ready to deliver this campaign. That first up win at Canterbury, she rocketed home there, beating the Pharaoh. She's a definite chance up to the 1,500. Other hopes for the quaddie, though. 14, It's So Obvious. Another lightly raced mare. She's only had the 4 starts. Very game third behind the boys. Hunter Jack last start. She comes back to mare's grade for this. Number 12, Long Time Ago. Also lightly raced. She's had the 2 runs this prep on pace. Both have been very good. And number 1, Girl Sunday. Well, she'll relish this big drop back in grade. And from barrier 1, she'll just roll along right on the speed. So I want her in the quaddie going for us if we're alive. 5, 8, 14, 12 and 1. Andrew, we've overshot the budget at $32 for 10%. But as I said, we did get it last week. So we've got a bit of cash in the pocket. And if you want to, you can put it on for $16 and you'll get 5%. I do think if we get through it this week, there'll be a big divvy.
Well, let's hope so. You'll be joining us between 8 and 9 on Saturday morning in the absence of Ron Duffacy for one more week. So for Paul Joyce followers, Saturday morning he'll be on with Mike Fraser between 8 and 9 going through each race. But that gives you the kickstart into Winter Challenge Day on Saturday. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, and the podcast preview for the legs of the quaddie for Rose Hill on Saturday.